Karen Crane enjoys serving on the Juneau Assembly, but says the decision to run for re-election wasn't easy.
The Assembly requires a considerable amount of time, and it means you can't travel as extensively as you want and some other things. So it was a discussion with my husband. Are we still comfortable with this amount of time? And I am retired, so I have the time to give.
Crane is a former director of the State Division of Libraries, Archives, and Museums. Before moving to Juneau in 1986, she also spent 7 years at the Fairbanks North Star Borough as library director and head of the transit, parks, and recreation systems there. She's married to artist Dan Fruits. They have 2 terriers and live out Glacier Highway, though for many years they lived downtown on Basin Road. Crane says she spent much of her first assembly term learning the ropes, another factor in her decision to seek a second term.
I'm just at the point. There are a couple of projects that I'd like to see through.
One of those projects harkens back to her days in Fairbanks. Crane says it's time to update Juneau's transit plan. While she thinks Capital Transit does a good job overall, she says the bus system has not changed its routes in more than 20 years.
Having been involved in transit in Fairbanks, I know that consistency is critical to ridership in a good system. But I also know that the system needs to be nimble enough to change with the community, and I don't think that ours has.
Crane believes Capital Transit could be faster and more convenient for riders.
We have a parking problem downtown, and I think the transit system could be a big part of a solution there if we would take a look at park and ride and then really have express buses maybe every 15 minutes.
Another project Crane hopes to see through is housing. According to a Juneau Economic Development Council report, the capital city has a housing shortage at all levels. The Assembly this year formed an ad hoc housing committee to recommend ways the city and borough could address the problem. The Assembly is now working with the city manager's office to implement some of those suggestions. Crane says the city is nearing a crisis point on the issue.
If you look at economic development, if we want to bring more business into town, housing is an issue there. If we want to expand in a number of areas, housing is an issue. If we want to keep young families in Juneau, housing is an issue.
Crane is chair of the influential Assembly Finance Committee. The panel works with the manager's office to craft CBJ's biennial budget. That's been a challenging task in recent years, as the city has lost sales tax revenue due to the Great Recession, as well as state and federal support.
Over the last few years, what we have done is government has been cut. We're keeping positions open, and we've just had to live within our means.
It's a trend Crane expects to continue for the foreseeable future.
We certainly know what's happening at the federal level, and the state is cutting back as well, and the city is going to have to make reductions commensurate with those.
Crane says dealing with tough issues is what she likes most about assembly service.
The issues and the potential solutions. I'm willing to dig in, do the homework, and I'm also really committed to public process.
Karen Crane is running unopposed for a District 2 Assembly seat. District 2 includes the Mendenhall Valley and out the road, but voters throughout the borough cast ballots for the seat. Municipal Election Day is Tuesday, October 1st. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.